and I feel alone. Summer coming at me all the time. Your baby thinks I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Hello and welcome to the show. My name's Matt. This is Stranded, all about Australian and Canadian independent music. I really get a kick out of producing this show every week and educating listeners about the great sounds from Australia, from where I grew up, and fantastic contemporary music of Australia and Canada, where I currently live. It's been a while since I've dipped way back into the past, into 60s rock and roll, which is probably where my heart is. I just love I love music from the 60s, and you know, everyone knows about the British invasion bands from Britain, you know, the Beatles and the Stones. Australia had their own wave of great early rock and roll, of course, with the Easy Beats probably being the most well-known band, but there are a few really great kind of proto-punk garage bands from the 60s, and three, well, we're going to play two of them, and then we're going to hear from the Master's Apprentices, who went on to become a really mainstay in Australian rock. But these first two bands I'm going to play are firstly the Missing Links. So they were kind of a garage rock, R&B sort of proto-punk band from Sydney that were really only around from 1964 to 1966. That's a very fertile period of 60s rock, of course, and they were right in the midst of it. And they have a classic single called Wild About You, which you may have heard. The Saints did an awesome cover of it on their debut record, I'm Stranded. So we're going to hear from that single at the top of the show. A great way to start the show. And then a really obscure band who also had a very short shelf life, and they were called The Throb. Also Sydney-based R&B kind of garage rock band, and they had actually a hit, a cover version of a song called Fortune Teller, which was by a guy called Benny Spellman, and it was also covered by the Rolling Stones. But I wanted to play a lesser known track. It was the follow-up single called Black, and it is a rendition of a traditional folk song called Black Is the Color of My True Love's Hair. And it was less of a hit, but it did make it on radio in Sydney. So I'm really excited to hear this track. So we're going to hear from, first up, The Missing Links from 1965, Wild About You came out. And then 1966, we're going to hear the track by The Throb. And then the great Master's Apprentices, the legendary band who went on to great acclaim from, you know, the mid-60s all the way through up into the 70s, featuring Jimmy Keys as one of the key members of the band. We're going to hear from the classic track from 1967, Living in a Child's Dream, from their debut record, Master's Apprentices. So I hope you like this. This is great to dig way back into the past, the mid-60s. What a great time for music. Starting out with The Missing Links, Wild About You, then The Throb with Black, and The Master's Apprentices, Living in a Child's Dream. You're on Stranded. Bradley colored sea.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Thanks for tuning in to the show. This is Stranded. We have an online presence, of course. Go to ozstrandedradio.com for our blog, facebook.com/ozstrandedradio, and we are also at Twitter, at ozstranded. Kicking off the show with some great 60s rock and roll there, absolute classics. Two bands out of Sydney, The Missing Links, with the legendary track, Wild About You. And then we heard a band called The Throb, a very obscure band. Thanks to Leonard Pennyfold for letting me know about this. He posted one of their tracks on Facebook. So they were also a Sydney-based R&B garage rock band. We heard a track called Black, which was their kind of rendition of some kind of traditional folk song. And then the legendary Masters Apprentices out of Adelaide, South Australia, with classic track, They're Living in a Child's Dream, off their debut self-titled record. Let's press on with new music. We have played this song before. I'm going to play it again. Really great stuff from an artist called Circle. The song is called Thylacine. Thylacine is the name of the traditional name of the Tasmanian tiger. And Circle has just released a very haunting video with some old rare footage of the Tasmanian tiger, which of course is extinct, sadly extinct. And he's fused those images together with slavery, images of slavery of Tasmanian Aboriginals. So it's a very biting song about, you know, extinction and Australia's relationship to its indigenous peoples. And after that, we are going to hear from a band called Winston Surfshirt, and then an indigenous group called Desert Stars, and their track called Nura Niranjata, which means our home, and it is off a compilation from music out of Western Australia called Sows of the Goldfields. So kicking it off with Circle and the track Thylacine here on Stranded.
and I keep on fantasizing, and I know it's just a fear that you come out. So can I keep on fantasizing, and I
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
We're back here on Stranded and brand new Australian music there, three in a row. First up was Thylacine from the artist Circle. Thylacine, of course, refers to the Tasmanian tiger, the sadly long extinct, beautiful animal. In the middle was Winston Surfshirt. They are becoming quite well known. They're out of Sydney. They have a unique blend of soul and hip hop. They've been kind of compared to A Tribe Called Quest, and apparently they're developing quite a cult following, at least in Australia. I'm not sure about overseas yet, but we heard their latest single called Be About You. And the final track there was from an Indigenous band called Desert Stars, and the track was called Nura Nirajata, Our Home. And you can find that on a compilation called Sounds of the Goldfield, featuring Western Australian musicians. And in fact, this song by the Desert Stars has been, there's been an award given for the West Australian Song of the Year. There's a number of Indigenous artists mentioned. We have the Brownlee Gospel Singers, Desert Stars, who we just played. The Struggling Kings had two songs in this list, and then Platform 2. So there you heard it, an award-winning song at the Western Australian Music Awards by Indigenous outfit Desert Stars. We're going to hear some Canadian Indigenous music fairly soon. There's been the Canadian Indigenous Music Awards nominations. I think the ceremony is happening in May, and we're going to feature three of the nominees very soon. But first up, brand new band signing to Mint Records in Vancouver, Needles Pins, punk band. It's really great. It sounds like Mint might be returning to their kind of sound of old garage and punk. This is a really exciting signing. The band is Needles and Pins. They've worked hard. They're up to their third album, which is going to be released on Mint, their first record on Mint. It's called Good Night Tomorrow. So let's hear a track from that called Back to the Bright. We'll also hear from Pack AD in this set, and then a band from Montreal, formerly of Victoria, BC, called Fountains. We'll be right back. And we're into the Canadian music here on Stranded. Don't forget, you can find us online at ostrandedradio.com. Also, facebook.com/ostrandedradio and at ostranded on Twitter. So, Needles Pins have just been signed to Mint Records. We heard the track Goodnight, Back to the Bright from their record Goodnight Tomorrow, which is going to come out on Mint. We heard Pack AD with the track So What from their latest record, Positive Thinking. And then we heard a band called Fountains, really great post-punk band, currently based in Montreal, and I believe they formed in Victoria. We heard a track from them called High Strung on Zen. All right, so the nominations for the latest round of Canadian Indigenous Music Awards have been announced, and we're going to play for you now three of the nominees for our Best Rock Album. We're going to hear first of all from Christy Lane Sinclair, a track from her record Dark Matter, and then a band out of Winnipeg, Manitoba called The Bloodshots, a track from their self-titled release. They're a fairly new band, just around since 2013, and then we're going to hear from The Deeds, roots rock band, a track from an album called Late O'Clock. So there are five rock albums named on the list, and best rock albums for the Indigenous Music Awards for this year. So we'll hear from three of these acts, starting out with Christy Lane Sinclair, who is based in Vancouver.
Alone, not a day. as I'm trying to make my way downtown. But I still believe yeah, I still believe but I still believe. Someday peace will overcome and we'll go back where we belong. Even if the feeling is gone, yeah, even if we got it all wrong, I still believe. Yeah, I still believe. I still believe.
Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Thanks for tuning in to Stranded. The Indigenous Music Awards have listed their nominations, and I found a list of all of the acts on the exclaim.ca music website. The Indigenous Music Awards will be held on May 19th, 2017, and I played for you three tracks from artists nominated for Best Rock Album. So first up was Christy Lane Sinclair. We heard Kiki, the third track from her record Dark Matter. Then we heard Breaking Down from The Bloodshots, a grunge rock band out of Winnipeg, Manitoba. And then The Deeds with I Still Believe from their record Late O'Clock. So all of those three albums nominated on for Best Rock Album for the 2017 Indigenous Music Awards here in Canada. The other two acts on that list for Best Rock Album are Digger Wolf for their record Great Northern Man and Justin Taylor Band for his record Desert Star. And as I mentioned, the full list of all the categories can be found at the exclaim.ca website. You are listening to Stranded. Our show is all about Australian and Canadian independent music, and I am unashamed in being eclectic, producing a show that features a whole range of different styles and genres, because I just can't help it. There's just so much great music, and I like a lot of different sounds. We started out, of course, with garage rock from the Sydney scene of the mid-60s, all the way through into contemporary Indigenous music here from Canada. Next, we'll play for you a track from an artist out of Vancouver called Willow, W-I-L-L-O-L-U-X. And the track is called Modern Day Maestro from a forthcoming record called Thread and Tape. It's Willow's debut record. Here we go, Modern Day Maestro.
The shots I took